Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Light Brigade by Cameron Hurley. Read by Kara G. with Jackie Sanders.
For Hannah, this is all her fault. Don't just fight the darkness. Bring the light.
They dragged the insurgent out of the ruins of St. Petersburg. Ash danced in the sky. The insurgent had the bruised knuckles of a fighter and broke a soldier's nose, crunch and splatter of blood and snot. When they finally got the insurgent to the ground, they heard a terrible howl, not one of fear, but of triumph. "You poor, ageless grunts," the insurgent said, showing teeth.
"One rotten incisor, a chipped canine. I've been waiting for you." 1. They said the war would turn us into light. I wanted to be counted among the heroes who gave us this better world. That's what I told the recruiter. That's what I told my first squad leader. It's what I told every CO, and there were a couple. And that's what I'd tell myself when I was alone in the dark, cut off from my platoon, the sky full of blistering red fire, too hot to send an evac unit, and a new kid was squealing and dying on the field. But it's not true. I signed up because of what they did to Sao Paulo. I signed up because of the blink. All my heroes stayed on the path of light, no matter how dark it got. Even bleeding heart socialist drones who play paladin can take an oath of vengeance to justify violence. I did. The enemy had eaten my family and the life I once knew. A past I now remember in jerky stutter stops, like an old satellite image interrupted by a hurricane. I wanted to be the light. The savior, the hero, sure. But more than that, I wanted the enemy obliterated. How many other corporate soldiers signed up for money, or voting rights, or to clear a debt, or to afford good housing, or to qualify for a job in one of the big towers? I believed my reasons were nobler. When I signed up after Sao Paulo, me and my friends were shocked.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?